What's up, guys? Today I'm wearing some blue blocker glasses because I've been having some pretty bad eye strain. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this idea that I heard from Matthew McConaughey, and like I think it was an interview or something where he talked about not leaving crumbs. No, it was like his commencement speech to some college. But don't leave crumbs. That is the topic for today. So what are the crumbs? The crumbs I'm talking about are the choices we make that make us have to look over our shoulder in the future. That's a quote from Matthew McConaughey from that speech that I learned this idea from, and think about it. Think about leaving a trail of crumbs that just, it's all the little things that you don't do correctly the first time that then you have to revisit later, and it just causes you stress, right? And so I'm the guiltiest of this. I have done this so often. So don't take this blog, podcast, this video as me trying to tell you what to do. Make no mistake, this is my process of integrating this idea for myself. I'm not just preaching at you, mostly I'm preaching at myself and trying to share it so that if it hits you too, then you can hopefully get something out of it. But crumbs are the guilt, the regret, and the remorse that you're causing your future self to feel because of a lack of action today. I've left many crumbs. Clients I could have served better so they'd still be paying me today. Friendships I let stagnate. Projects I didn't give 100% effort on. Opportunities not seized. And money spent that was better saved. I've done all of those things, and all of those things are things that I'm dealing with at this very moment. Things that I could have done better on in the past to set me up today, but now I'm behind a little bit. So I gotta now work even harder to get ahead, and I have to deal with the anxiety of trying to fix what I should have done in the first place. You leave crumbs today, and those crumbs cause you more stress tomorrow. They stop you from creating a future for yourself in which you don't have to feel that constant hum of anxiety and looking over your shoulder. They rob you of stability because you were unwilling to do what was necessary to set yourself up for a brighter future. So another quote from Matthew in this speech was, tee yourself up, do yourself a favor, make the choices or the purchase today that pays you back tomorrow. I say, choose to step up and conquer rather than step down and continue down the path of entropy. Entropy is the tendency of any system toward chaos, right? What we're always looking for is actually really in life, what yin and yang is, you know, it's balance, it's order and chaos. We need order in our lives to feel stable, to feel safe, to feel needed, to feel like we have things together and we're okay, right? But then we also need a little bit of chaos, because if everything is predictable and everything happens the same way every time, what's the point? What's the point of living? What's the point of doing anything if it's always the same thing? So you need both. You need order and you need chaos, but they need to be in balance. When you have too much chaos in your life, then you've got to try and figure out how to move back toward order, put some things in order so that you're not so chaotic that you're in danger, right? And so if you choose to step down, you are introducing more and more chaos into your life. If you choose to not take action today, if you choose to just let things go, right? You're choosing to move yourself toward chaos, right? And you can't just stay the same. That's another thing that a lot of people get wrong, is you can't stay in one place. When you try to stay in one place, what happens is entropy. Entropy is the tendency of any system to move toward chaos. And you will end up in entropy if you aren't taking action to move yourself forward. So it's either go forward or go backward. And so today, please choose to step up and conquer that thing that you're facing, or start fixing all of the crumbs that you've left in the past. Do something today that you'll thank yourself for tomorrow. That's something that I'm trying to do. I'm speaking to myself right now, and I hope that this has helped you in some way, and I will talk to you soon.